Good morning. Along with the turn toward much colder air across interior New York and New England, a big story continues to be the high fire threat, with a red flag warning being issued by the National Weather Service for a large part of the area due to the combination of the very low humidity and strong gusty winds throughout the day today. Otherwise, high pressure will keep it sunny, although chilly, throughout the region today, with high temperatures struggling to reach the high 30s and lower 40s. A disturbance out in the Midwest will track through the Great Lakes today and arrive in our area for tomorrow. Therefore, clouds will be on the increase tonight. We do run the risk at a passing snow shower, mainly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains of Vermont, as lows drop back down into the middle and upper 20s on average. For tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few rain and snow showers around as readings reach into the upper 40s. And as the disturbance passes through on Thursday, we'll continue with clouds and spotty light rain and snow showers with highs staying in the middle and upper 40s. We'll return to sunshine on Friday, although it will be seasonably cool, back up to around 50, then into the 50s over the weekend and early next week, with a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. There is the chance of a passing shower on Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central Missouri into Illinois and Indiana. Thunderstorms should form near a cold front by late afternoon or early evening in the risk area. Veering, low-level wind profiles, and unstable air should prove favorable for supercells, capable of mainly large hail, but damaging winds could occur if storms become elongated or organized into waves along the front. A tornado cannot be ruled out over central parts of Illinois, with initial activity, while it's cellular, early in the cycle, and temperatures are still relatively warm. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Carbondale, Illinois at 1:52 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Elam, Iran at midnight this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies at 6 below zero, and a northwest wind at 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 2, 38% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Pecos, Texas, and Roswell, New Mexico, to a low of 12 above at Kenton, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 50s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 41, that's 2 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 5.1 inches for the month, which is 4.1 inches below normal, and 23.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 32.4 inches below normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 469, that's 335 below normal. And for the season, 4,548, that's 1,200 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 30. The record high, 78, set in 1998, and the record low, 11, in 1975. Sunrise this morning, 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:16 p.m., 12 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny, breezy, and continued cold today with highs in the middle 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with a passing snow shower possible and lows near 20, although back into the teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and continued cold today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville. Mostly sunny, breezy, and continued cold today with highs in the upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with a passing snow shower possible and lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny, breezy, and continued cold today with highs in the middle 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, continued cold today with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Increasing clouds tonight with a passing snow shower possible and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow showers in the upper 40s. More rain and snow showers possible Thursday, breezy. Mostly cloudy skies in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Friday with highs around 50. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday. There is the risk of a shower on Sunday with highs in the lower 50s both days and into the lower and middle 50s on Monday under a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.